Joe Biden's press conference on guns and the Second Amendment was filled with lies, misinformation, and made-up statistics and facts, all to take away the rights of law-abiding citizens from the ability to own the gun which they think is the best gun for them. I want you to understand exactly what Joe Biden has done in this executive order slash get a new anti-gun ATF guy to be in charge. He's saying you have the right to own a gun, just not any gun you want. That is not what the Constitution says. He's saying you have the right to own a gun, just not a gun that has more than an arbitrary number of bullets that we decide that your gun should be able to hold. He's saying that you should have the right to own a gun, just as long as it's a gun that we think is not a gun that would make any of us nervous, or some law enforcement officials that we've talked to nervous about this gun. There are certain lengths of your gun that you should or should not have, an arbitrary number that we have chosen, that we have picked, that we believe is right for you. We also are going to imply that there are new gun control laws that you need, okay, to be in favor of, and if you don't, then you're clearly un-American. You're clearly anti-American. You're trying to kill people, and the only people that would want these guns are psychotic people and people that deserve to not have the right to buy a gun based on red flag laws, which brings us to the next point. Joe Biden doesn't just want to ban, quote, assault weapons and magazines of an arbitrary number that they have decided that you shouldn't be able to have, but they want your family and friends to be able to turn you in, or people that claim that they're your family and or your friends that want to turn you in for red flag laws, which would allow you to not be able to buy any gun at all. This is the logic coming from the same people that won't protect our border, and now they want to take your guns away from you. Now, if you listen to this press conference, you would think that there is a bunch of kumbaya, right? Kamala Harris came out, and she's pretty much running the country, so I'm going to start with her. Kamala Harris came out and said that she believes that there are real people on both sides of the aisle that want action. I would argue, based in fact, that's absolutely not true.
Good morning. Over the course of my career, I have seen gun violence up close. I've looked at autopsy photographs. I've seen with my own two eyes what a bullet can do to the human body. I've held hands with the hands of parents who have lost a child. I have seen children who were traumatized by the loss of a parent or sibling.
You know, it's interesting that Kamala Harris is lecturing me on traumatizing of children when she's the one who's the border crisis czar, who has still not gone down to the border to visit the crisis of kids in cages, kids on top of each other like they're some sort of rats or mice in a cage waiting for some sort of experiment to be done on them. You know, it's interesting that she's going to criticize and lecture us Americans about the trauma of children when she's the one that's allowing for these kids to be literally thrown over border fences, children, infants, and kids who are drowning and dying in the Rio Grande River. This is the woman who's in charge of the, quote, crisis of the kids in cages. Hasn't gone to the border to see any of this. Seeing the kids that are being sexually assaulted. Seeing the kids that are dying. Seeing the kids that are abused verbally and physically by the cartel members and the human smugglers coming across the border who could then go into a life of human trafficking, sex trafficking in the United States of America. You want to talk about traumatizing kids? Go down and look at the cages you're keeping them in. Of course, the administration yesterday, after they lectured the American people on the trauma to children with gun crimes, right, and why we should just give up all of our rights because they say there's trauma that's being done in this country. Not talking about any of the aspects of our Constitution or the things that actually stop some of the trauma. People stop bad people from doing things that cause trauma with guns every day, including killing and raping of women and children, including the beating and abuse of women and children. Guns are an equalizer to help good people protect themselves from people that do harm and evil. You would think that they would have brought up some of that, But no, everything was about guns are bad and that you don't need the guns we say you don't need. And we're doing this to protect the children. Well, why aren't you protecting the children at the border then? If this is all about kids, you know, stop lecturing me when you're in charge of the border crisis. You're the one putting the kids in cages. You're the one that are allowing for a marketplace for children to be abused sexually and physically and to quite possibly die coming across the border and making people money off these kids. So please stop lecturing me on children when you're the one that refused to go look at the abuse of the children at the border. But don't worry. The White House wasn't done. They've got more to tell you about why you need to give up your rights, because it's really good for the country.
And I have fought my entire career to end this violence and to pass reasonable gun safety laws.
Well, let's stop with that real quick. What is a reasonable gun safety law? Taking all semi-automatic rifles and banning them, is that a reasonable gun safety law? I would argue no, that is not a reasonable gun safety law. Taking a arbitrary number and wanting to pass a law that says I can only have 8 bullets or 9 bullets or 7 bullets like I'm Barney Fife is not a reasonable gun safety law. Having red flag laws that would allow for someone who doesn't like me to take away my right to protect and defend myself, or allowing for abusive exes to take away the rights of their exes. Maybe they're going through a custody battle or a divorce, and you call and you screw with them by saying, we need to report a red flag law, the person that I love, when in reality you hate them, you say may harm themselves and they need to have their guns taken away. That is not a reasonable law. But they'll disguise it as that and lie to you and tell you that's exactly what they're doing. Now, I want to get back to Kamala Harris and more of what she had to say as she unveiled the executive actions. No laws were passed. It's all through the swipe of a pen on gun control and what they want to do moving forward.
Time and again, as progress has stalled, we've all asked, what are we waiting for?
Let's talk about progress stalling for just a second. When you hear a politician say what she just said, what are we waiting for? I can tell you progress hasn't stalled. The American people have said no to what you're selling. And this is what she and Joe Biden don't understand. Democrats are in charge of the Senate. Democrats are in charge of the House. Democrats are in charge of the White House. You want to know why they're not getting this law passed through traditional means or a massive gun control law through traditional means? I'll tell you exactly why. Because the Democratic Party is even saying no to this. That's why. You want to know why under the Obama administration, when they had almost a supermajority in the House and the Senate and the White House, where they could pretty much do whatever the hell they wanted to do during the first year, 2 years, why they didn't pass any gun control measures? Because Democrats said no to it. So this idea that, as she put it, you know, what are we, quote, waiting for, as she said, right? Like, what are we waiting for? What are we waiting for? It's not waiting for anything. The American people have said no to what you're selling them. In fact, the American people have actually said hell no to what you're selling them. Your own party has said hell no to what you are selling them. Your own party has said, uh-uh. Your own party has said, we don't want extreme gun control. We don't want you to take away our right to bear arms. We don't want you to take away our guns. We don't want you to arbitrarily give us a number of bullets that we can carry. So don't ever say something that's stupid. Again, what are we waiting for? If you guys had the votes, you would do it. You don't have the votes because the American people keep telling you over and over again that they're saying no to this. They don't want it. That's what they're saying. You're just not listening. In fact, I actually argue that you know exactly what I'm saying and you are listening, because that's the reason why you did what you did yesterday. That's the reason why you decided to go around Congress, because Congress had already told you no. Interesting how that works, isn't it?
Because we aren't waiting for a tragedy. I know that. We've had more tragedy than we can bear. We aren't waiting for solutions either, because the solutions exist. They already exist. People on both sides of the aisle want action.
That's a lie. If that was true, then you guys would pass a bill in Congress. If that was true, you'd have a bipartisan bill when you control the House and the Senate that would actually get passed. There's a reason why that's not happening. It's because people have rejected it and people have said no. People have said, we're not going to do this. People have said, uh-uh. Your own party is rejecting you. Because what you guys do is you don't look at the actual tragedy and try to figure out how to fix it. You guys keep going back in and selling a narrative every time there is a tragedy, regardless of if it would actually have fixed the problem or not. That is the problem with what you're trying to do. That's the problem with what you're trying to sell. That's the reason why there's an issue. There is not bipartisan support for what you're doing. So stop telling the American people and stop saying that.
Real people on both sides of the aisle want action. So all that is left is the will and the courage to act.
By the way, I love the one random woman in the background that's acting like she's at a high school cheer competition. It's amazing.
And President Joe Biden has the will and the courage to act. As a United States Senator...
I'm going to stop her there, but it's interesting. And if you notice, she's the one taking the lead here. You notice that, right? She's the one that's moving us forward here. It's not Joe Biden. It's Kamala Harris. Now, Joe Biden did come out and say some stuff, right? He told us that the Constitution was no longer a document that actually protects you. The Second Amendment right is not at stake here. He said it's a phony argument that suggests that there are Second Amendment rights at stake. The Second Amendment is everything. Don't tell me it's a, quote, phony argument as he described it yesterday.
Nothing I'm about to recommend in any way impinges on the Second Amendment. They're phony arguments suggesting that these are Second Amendment rights at stake from what we're talking about. But no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. You can't yell fire in a crowded movie theater. We call it freedom of speech. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning of the Second Amendment existed, certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So the idea is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. Gun violence in this country is an epidemic. Let me say it again. Gun violence.
Okay, so he's telling me that we're going to do something on guns and it has nothing to do. Has nothing to do with the Second Amendment. Okay, then what does it have to do with? Because we're talking about banning guns. So tell me what else it's dealing with. I don't know. I would love to know. I don't. Tell me what it is. Tell me where this fits in somewhere else, please. Will you tell me that? Let me know. I'm waiting. I want to know. I really do genuinely want to know. What is it that this deals with if it doesn't deal with the Second Amendment? And if it is an attack on the Second Amendment, then what's an attack on? Explain that to me. This goes back to my opening statement. This is all based on BS. It's all based on lies, deception, false narratives. This is absolutely an attack on our Second Amendment rights that says very clearly shall not be infringed. And if it wasn't about our Second Amendment rights, you guys wouldn't be talking about it and bringing it up so much. They're the ones that have been bringing it up so much, right? They're the ones that are talking about it nonstop. They're the ones that are having a conversation about it and how we need to limit our Second Amendment rights and saying the Constitution is just nothing. They're attacking our rights, and we all know it. And when they tell you that they're not attacking your rights, that's when you know they're attacking your rights. When they tell you it's a phony argument to suggest that your Second Amendment rights are at stake, that's when you know that your Second Amendment rights are at stake. When they tell you this, run. Run away from this legislation. When he talks about these red flag laws, right, where they want to take away your right to own a firearm if someone turns you in and says you might be a threat to society, without there really being much checks and balances where you could lose your right to defend yourself instantly, and then you got to go fight to get those rights back. That, in my opinion, is a clear violation of the Second Amendment rights. You want to come after my guns, you better tell me in advance, not come get them, then me have to beg you to get them back. Because their red flag law, what they're advocating for, is they walk into your house because someone's accused you of being a threat to yourself or society. They take away your guns, and then you have the burden of proof to go to them and explain to them why you're not a threat to yourself or someone else. That's not how the Second Amendment works. Now, Joe Biden has come out saying and lying to you, saying, first off, your Second Amendment's not under attack, and everything I'm doing through executive order on guns has nothing to do with your Second Amendment. That is a lie. Second thing is he's talking about these red flag laws, and he says, I'm going to demand that states enact their own red flag laws. Red flag laws are one of the scariest attacks on the Second Amendment rights that we have in this country. Here is what Joe Biden had to say about red flag laws as he's coming after our rights through these, quote, laws that are going to keep you safe. That's what they claim.
Fourthly, during my campaign for president, I wanted to make it easier for states to adopt extreme risk protection order laws. They're also called red flag laws, which everybody in this lawn knows, but many people listening do not know. These laws allow a police or family member to petition a court in their jurisdiction and say, I want you to temporarily remove from the following people any firearm they may possess because they're a danger and a crisis. They're presenting a danger to themselves and to others. And the court makes a ruling. To put this in perspective, more than half of all suicides, for example, involve the use of a firearm. But when a gun's not available, an attempt at suicide, the death rate drops precipitously. States that have red flag laws have seen the reduction in the number of suicides in their states. Every single month, by the way, an average of 53 women are shot and killed by an intimate partner. I wrote the Violence Against Women Act. It's been a constant struggle to keep it moving. We know red flag laws can have significant effect in protecting women from domestic violence. And we know red flag laws can stop mass shooters before they can act out their violent plans. I'm proud, excuse the point of personal privilege we used to say in the Senate, I'm proud that the red flag law in my home state of Delaware was named after my son, Attorney General Beau Biden, our son, excuse me, Jill, who proposed that legislation back in 2013. I want to see a national red flag law and legislation to incentivize states to enact their own red flag laws. Today, I asked the Justice Department to publish a model red flag legislation so states can start crafting their own laws right now. Just like with background checks, the vast majority of the Americans support these extreme risk protection order laws.
By the way, that's not true. It's not accurate. They're just making up crap as they go. The majority of Americans are not in favor of having a disgruntled ex or disgruntled family member or a disgruntled friend be able to call the police and say, you need to lose all of your rights to bear arms right now because we think you may harm us or somebody else. That's not accurate. What is accurate is the majority of Americans are in favor of you not having access to weapons if you are committed against your will or declared mentally insane temporarily or mentally incompetent through a judge against your will. What they're not in favor of is just saying, hey, I'm going through an ugly divorce, right? 50% of Americans go through the divorce, more than 50%. So if more than 50% go through divorce, a lot of them are ugly. And apparently a phenomenal way to screw with somebody who loves their firearms or just screw them in general and say, you call the police, you say, hey, my husband is, I think, a threat to himself and others around him, and he's been having some major bouts with depression, et cetera, and you need to, I need to red flag him. all of a sudden they get involved, they show up, bam, take away your guns. You got to fight the government to get your guns back. You got an ex that decides to screw with you. You got a former employee or a friend that doesn't like that you're pro-Second Amendment for just basic political reasons, and they decide to screw with you and take away your guns. What you're doing is you're turning neighbor against neighbor, citizen against citizen. You're basically saying, if you think someone has a large arsenal of weapons and you don't like it, here is a false flag to red flag them and turn them in. The problem is the burden of proof is now on you to tell the government or to get the government to understand that you're not a threat to society. The other reason why this is a terrible decision from the Biden administration is it makes people extremely paranoid who are already paranoid from going and seeking mental health. We are trying to humanize mental health problems in this country. We are trying to incentivize people to get help, especially those that are manic depressant, bipolar, et cetera, schizophrenic. What we don't want to do is make a person who is already paranoid even more paranoid that if they go get help, that then somehow that's going to be used against them so that they can't protect themselves. Because, look, if I am manic, if I am bipolar or have any other mental health issue like that, there is nothing in the Constitution that says I shouldn't be able to defend myself at 3 a.m. when someone kicks in the back door. What this law would allow for is exactly that, taking away the rights of people that maybe deal with depression or who are on medication from defending and protecting themselves. Now you have people that refuse to go get help because they're afraid that if they go ask for help, then the government's going to say, well, how many guns do you have? Okay, we're going to take those away. Because we believe that you don't have the right to own that gun because you deal with mental health or you came and asked for mental health help. This is insane. And what Joe Biden is saying here is he's going, well, I'm gonna push this legislation forward, right? Because it's we know what's best for you. I'm Joe Biden. I know what's best for you. And these states need to enact their own red flag laws. I hope the majority of these states will not do it. I'm sure some liberal states will, but all you're gonna do is make people that are already stressed out even more stressed out over these red flag laws. You know, he also went after pistol braces. Biden said that pistol braces make the pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. So therefore, we should get rid of them. He makes no sense when he's speaking yesterday. They want to get rid of stabilizers for a handgun, which allows for many that are handicapped and many that are older to more accurately shoot a firearm. Apparently, we want people to be less accurate now with a firearm if you listen to the logic of Joe Biden.
The second action we're going to take, back in the year 2000, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms released a report on its investigations of firearms trafficking in America. The report was of pivotal value. It was an important tool for policymakers when I was in the Senate and beyond at all levels to stop firearms from being illegally diverted into dangerous hands. Today, with online sales and ghost guns, times and trafficking methods have changed, and we have to adjust. We also have to ask the Justice Department to release a new annual report. This report will better help policymakers address firearms trafficking as it is today, not what it was yesterday. The third change, we want to treat pistols modified with stabilizing braces with the seriousness they deserve. A stabilizing brace shook in a pencil essentially makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate than a mini rifle. As a result, it's more lethal, effectively turning it into a short-barreled rifle. That's what the alleged shooter in Boulder appears to have done. I want to be clear that these modifications to firearms that make them more lethal should be subject to the National Firearms Act. The National Firearms Act requires that a potential owner pay a $200 fee and submit their name and other identifying information to the Justice Department, just as they would if they went out and purchased a silencer for a gun.
So in translation, what Biden is saying is pistol braces are evil and should be banned because a pistol brace that helps many people that are elderly, many people that are handicapped, shoot more accurately is bad because it allows them to shoot a handgun more accurately. His exact quote is, it makes that pistol a hell of a lot more accurate. Why would we not want to make guns accurate? Do you want to be randomly spraying bullets like all over the place? Is what Joe Biden advocating for is selling less accurate handguns so more innocent bystanders or others may be shot and killed? I thought it was a good thing to have a gun that's like super accurate so you can hit your target and your target only and put fewer lives at risk, fewer people's lives at risk, right? No. Now what he's saying is we want to be less accurate. Less accurate is what we're going for now. We don't want to be more accurate. We want to be less accurate. So I want to ban these things because I want to be less accurate. This is what Joe Biden's doing. And if you're opposed to any of this, don't forget you're the worst person in the world. You are. If you're not okay with this, and you don't want to just freely give up your rights, you're the worst person in the world. You're basically trying to kill innocent people in this country. You're the equivalent of a terrorist. All right, lastly, just want to remind you how important it is for you guys to help us share this with your family and friends, this podcast. We have been silenced by big tech on social media. I ask you guys every day, please make sure you tell your family and friends about this podcast. All right, I will see you back here tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.